The coronavirus has killed hundreds of meat plant workers and sickened thousands more. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports nearly 2 years into the pandemic, many are still searching for answers and calling for change.
In late October, Debbie Berkowitz shared some shocking statistics at a U.S. House subcommittee hearing.
More workers have died from COVID-19 in the last 18 months in the meat and poultry industry than died from all work-related causes in the industry in the past 15 years, and I bet it's more than that now that we have better numbers.
Berkowitz is a worker safety and health expert and a former senior policy advisor for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. A congressional report issued this fall found more than 59,000 workers employed by the nation's top five meat processing companies were infected with COVID in the first year of the pandemic. At least 269 workers died. The report is one of the few documents that has offered insight into the tragic outbreaks.
Meatpacking plants continue to drive coronavirus outbreaks across rural America.
More than half the workers at a plant in Perry, Iowa, have now tested positive.
Companies in Iowa have resisted calls to close, even as case numbers soar.
The nation's largest meatpacking companies, like Tyson and Smithfield, have long maintained that they've worked hard to protect workers. Here's Claudia Copeland, Chief Medical Officer for Tyson Foods.
We've invested hundreds of millions of dollars to transform our facilities with protective measures, everything from temperature scanners, workstation dividers, social distance monitors, masking, and our always-on testing program.
But the congressional report painted the company's responses in a very different light. It concluded much more could have been done and criticized companies for not working quickly to reduce crowding inside their facilities at the start of the pandemic. But at the congressional hearing, Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks pushed back. She's a Republican from Iowa, the nation's top pork-producing state. Miller Meeks said plants took many precautions, and she emphasized the impact closing meat plants had on farmers and the food supply chain.
Do any of you know how many farmers had to euthanize their herds? Do any of you know how many farmers committed suicide? Because that happened in my district when farmers had no place to take their hogs or their beef or their chickens.
With the ongoing attention from federal lawmakers, the pressure is on companies to address issues before the next pandemic hits. In November, Smithfield became the first meatpacking company to reach an agreement with the U.S. Department of Labor. The company says it will make systematic changes to its infectious disease policies. Melissa Perry is an occupational health researcher at George Washington University. She says it's important for companies to improve worker conditions and also be more transparent about outbreaks.
In epidemiology and in public health surveillance, it's data that you need first and foremost as your bedrock foundation to address any kind of outbreak or any kind of health problem. And so those systems weren't in place.
Still, others, including workers' unions, criticize the government for lack of oversight. Records show OSHA issued very few COVID-related citations to plants in 2020. Going forward, some Democrats say they're making worker safety a priority. President Joe Biden called it a, quote, national priority and moral imperative. One Iowa lawmaker wants to introduce a workers' bill of rights, which would include minimum wage requirements and paid sick leave. I'm Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
This is the first in Side Effects' three-part series on the effect of COVID-19 on meat plant workers. You can find the full series at sideeffectspublicmedia.org. This project was funded by USC's Center for Health Journalism.